you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go!
Hello! Happy Friday!
Wala ka pa bang mga ano dyan? Maayong buntag, ganun. Or ano? Ano, wala ka pa ba bagong learnings?
Maayong buntag!
Yun pa rin?
Diri. Yun lang. Maayong buntag. Pisting yawa. Yan. The essentials.
Bye.
Yan.
Wonderful.
Ganun lang. Anyway.
Oh.
Yes, so kumusta ka naman, sis?
Oh my gosh, every time I give an update, napansin ko, it's either I'm sick or I'm coming out of a sickness. So, nagpakarada kasi ako.
Oo nga eh.
Nagpakarada ako before my flight to Boracay and I'm here now. Hindi naman sinabi sa akin, actually sobrang galing naman talaga nung naggawa sa akin. As in, I gave him such a nice tip dahil ang dami niyang dinagdag na value sa learnings ko about karada. Pero hindi nila sinabi na when it's done right, di ba kasi parang nagpa-pop lahat ng mga pinapop ka doon, parang kang bubble wrap doon. Eh. Well, at least to me. Lalabas lahat ng toxins sa katawan mo, tapos magkaka-flu ka the next day. Parang it's a flu-like, parang flu-like symptoms. Pero it's really just your body releasing all the toxins and secreting it out. So, putik, nag-travel ako to Boracay with the flu-like symptoms. And it hit me pretty bad, ha? Which I know is because tama nga yung pagkakagawa sa akin ng therapist ko doon. Anyway, grabe. I've just been down the past 2 days. And then now, I'm okay. I mean, better now. I'm still going through the withdrawals from my vaping. So, excuse me if I cough. But I'm getting better. I'm loving my lungs more. Oh my gosh, kapit lungs. So,
wait, so question about karada. Is it like a massage or is it more like, yun nga, binapatunog yung back mo and your
body
parts?
So it's not really pinapatunog, but it's more of aligning your spine the right way. Kasi diba minsan yung weight distribution mo pag nakatayo ka, magkaiba. Yung minsan yung workout mo, maling buhat mo ng bagahe. Nadi-disalign yung discs ng spine mo eh. Di ba ang dami niyan? Yun. So, yeah. they align it and your hips from your pelvic bone up to the disc underneath your skull. They align it. Ano siya? It's the Japanese way of aligning your body and yun nga, para when you're fully aligned, yung brain function mo sends the right signals to your nerves. Kasi doon naman lahat ng gagaling eh. Sa base ng
How long is the alignment?
It's, oh my gosh, you have to try and look for Gene when you're in Mega Mall. Sobrang the best talaga siya. It's 60 minutes. Get the AP full body. Yun yung tawag. Pero grabe sis. As in, dito sponsored. I actually bought the 6+2 na promo nila. And I love it. I mean, every time I'm in Manila, talagang kinukuha ko siya. But I used to get it in Podium. Na ang layo ng knowledge and technique sa kay Gene. Yun nga, yung sa Mega Mall. Kaya, if you're flying to Manila soon, ano ka na, mag-book ka na. Sobrang worth it siya. Pero, wag ka mag-clear your sked, ah. But you have to clear your sked.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, dapat talaga may downtime ka, eh, no? Like, give it 1 to 2 days of you just chilling it out.
Oo, talaga. Hindi ko lang na-anticipate na it was gonna hit me that hard. So ngayon, to be fair naman, I really feel like a new person after the 48-hour flu-like symptoms. I feel good.
Yeah, oo. Yung body naman talaga, when it does go through detoxes, hindi din talaga dapat anuhan ng medicine eh. Just let the body do its thing. Parang the body knows what it's doing.
Pero medyo napraning ako, nag-bioflu ako eh. Kasi nga, I have hostings this weekend.
Ikaw, kumusta ka dyan? And, me, just ko, I'm just really staying in. Buhay ko is, I'm super addicted sa spin class now. I'm realizing kasi na after nung home workouts ko during the pandemic, ewan ko ah, ang yabang ko pa noon, ang kaki ko pa noon na, wow, grabe, I can really do this by myself and just really do this forever. But after like 2.5 years of working out alone and doing YouTube workouts, nahirapan talaga ako to find the motivation to do it. You know what I mean? So now, what really helps is to get out of my space and be in a group. Ewan ko, now yun talaga yung nakaka-push sa akin to keep
consistent. Sige. Uy, samahan mo ko, sama mo ko sa ano mo. Workouts. Sa bike-bike chuchu.
Yeah, sama ka sa spin class. It's really fun. As in, dude, at least, alam mo yun, parang yung sinasabi ko na lang sa sarili ko every morning is just take your ass to the gym, the spin class studio. And then, wala ka na namang choice pag andun ka na eh. Pag nakasalpa ka na sa bike. So, yun. So far, so good. Yeah. Diba? Tsaka, I really like it. Kasi nga, para siyang, it takes me back to my party girl days. But in a healthy way. Kasi grabe yung loob. As in, it's a little cold inside. Tapos, grabe yung lights. Talagang may laser lights, may flashing lights, may blue light. Ang dami-daming lighting effects. So, it's really fun. Tapos, ano pa, nakadepend yun sa music na you're riding to. So, it's really fun.
That's great!
Yeah, so aside from that, you know, just working out. And then, I joined a church community here. Not really naman officially a member of that church, but I've been attending. Kasi yun talaga yung non-negotiable ko with myself na sabi ko, pinag-pray ko din na, God, pagdating ko sa Cebu, I really pray that you lead me to a church I can attend, you know? A church that is theologically sound, not preaching the typical prosperity, motivational type of gospel. And ito pa yung funny. I just wanna share this story. So, my first Saturday here, one of the people we met here during our previous visit, si Chef Paul, invites me and goes, "Oy, may malapit na parang super cool speakeasy bar near your condo. Let's go." Tapos I really like it. It's called Pavement Records here in Cebu. So, puro vinyl records. Tapos talagang ang daming old school players ng mga record, turntables, ganyan. So, it was really nice. Tapos, he invited his other friends to join, to introduce me, para I know some people here, ganyan. Tapos, one of them I met is Kyle. Tapos, syempre, me as an introvert, and I rarely go out, no? I don't really stay up too late. I don't like staying up late anymore. So, parang, no pagdating pa lang, I was dropping, not even hints. Sinabi ko lang talaga na parang, hey, I can't stay long. It's a Saturday night. I really wanna show up for church tomorrow. Tapos, yung isa doon, nakaka-meet ko lang, si Kyle, he's like, which church? Tapos I tell him the name. Sabi niya, I'm also a Christian. I also go to church. Maaga rin ako tomorrow, 10 a.m. Sabi niya, maybe you wanna check out my church muna, ganyan. Tapos we started talking about it. Sabi ko, talaga, what's your church like? Ganyan. Siyempre, I wanted to know more information. Tapos parang after that conversation, I felt like, parang mas gusto ko to i-check out than the previous one I learned of through Google. So parang nakakatawa lang talaga, yung prayer ko talaga kay God is, God, lead me to a church where, you know, I can really be plugged in and yung preaching is very biblically sound. Tapos alam mo yun, parang the night before my first Sunday here, I meet this guy and we talk about his church. Na parang, wow, God, I really feel like that's you redirecting me and, you know, just really guiding me.
Ganun din naman talaga, so, diba? Parang if it aligns with his will, it's gonna be a sure open door.
Yeah. Amen. So, that is for our updates today, my sissy. I wanna talk about toxic femininity.
You know what? Because, teka lang. I've been watching these whatever podcasts and grabe din pala talaga yung mindset ng ibang... I mean, as girls, we can really be toxic too and use our femininity for that.
Oo naman.
Grabe, as in.
And, ang nakakatawa is, you know, these girls who claim to be empowered, and these girls who want to be empowered in a very toxic way, what they really want is to be absolved of the accountability of their actions at the core of it. Like, girls who say, na I should be able to sleep with whoever I want and not be judged for it. See? You don't want the accountability for hooking up with whoever you want, right?
Or abortion.
Or abortion, right? Na parang, they wanna be free from the shame. That's what they're socially trying to construct. Is for the shame to be removed and everything they do to be acceptable. That's what it is. But at the same time, yung standards lagi na ginagamit nila is the toxic standards of masculinity to justify their actions, which is so funny to me. Like, and I know I've said this in my past before, na kung mga lalaki nga, they can sleep around with whoever they want and it's not an issue. Parang, ha? Well, bakit yun yung ginagamit mong model for your argument when it's not even a very...
Bakit yun yung baseline?
It's not a man to be praised. Oo. Exactly. So I've been seeing some videos of samples of toxic femininity, and usually the ones I come across are the ones, yung mga girls na nasa gym, tapos they would put their phone there in a very public setting, and when a man glances at them in their video, magagalit sila.
Nakakatawa.
Sasabihin nila na parang creepy yung guy, the guy is a creeper, checking her out at the gym, she's just doing her business. Parang, okay, let's put things into context. You are filming in a public setting, and of course, pag, alam mo yun, it's not common to be filming everywhere you go. So people will really see, kahit naman ako parang may nagtitiktok in a public place, so mapatingin ka
naman.
Diba? And on top of that, these girls, I mean, here we go again with the issue of outfits, right? Now, they wear the tiniest gym wear, where siguro like size down leggings, talagang putok na putok the butt cheeks, and walang panty line. And when guys look, the guys get blamed for it. And, you know, again, this is another point of discussion, but girls like this who complain when guys look at them for wearing skimpy outfits, I feel, ha, this is my personal opinion, are so disconnected from the reality of nature ng guys and also the reality of this
Actually,
world.
Actually, nakakatawa nga yung ganyang, nakakatawa nga itong banter na to, diba? Forever naman, it's like, men look at women, and then women will be like, oh, you're objectifying me. And then at the same time, there's this dialogue of, okay, define modesty. Pero ang sa akin lang is, tama eh. Okay, we're living in a very sinful world. Okay, let's just call it that. Also, number two, yes, men are highly visual creatures. Hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin yan sa kanila. I mean, studying the brain patterns of men and women, when you ask a woman to look at a naked female body or a naked human body, the parts of her brain that light up are so different from the parts of the man's brain that light up when a man sees a naked woman, right? Alam mo yun, parang ibang-iba eh. I was reading this book, ano ba to? Parang it's a book on the differences of men and women in terms of biology and psychology. And when men see a woman's physical body in the nude. Nagla-light, nagfa-fire yung parts ng brain niya na nagfa-fire din. Pag may nakita, pag nag-aayos siya ng automotive. Alam mo yun, it's just like the gears are so different. So for women to, ewan ko ah, kasi ako, to be honest, I dress not for, natatawa ako sa dialogue na, I dress for other women. Really? Really? I mean, I dress to look cute for other women. Really? I used to say that excuse. Pero sa totoo lang, my ego boost is super on a roll when men also turn their necks. Alam mo yon, yung parang I don't know. I mean,
if, yes. I think women should just be honest with themselves na you know, we do like the attention. Sometimes we know how to play up our assets to get that attention. Diba? And magpakatotoo na lang tayo. It's not because, you know, eh kasi ganito eh. Parang, hindi, problema nila yan kung tumitingin sila. Parang, come on. You know. We live in a society where, yun nga eh, iba talaga yung the way men operate, the way women operate. And so, going back to toxic femininity, I think that's the way I define toxic femininity is yan nga eh, is when we use our certain traits as women, you know, our feminine traits, and exploit it for our own gain or to manipulate
exploit
people, situations.
Yeah, that's the term, exploit. But wait, on the... go ahead.
And, hindi pa yun. After you exploit it and use it for your own favor, for your own gain, once it bites you back or, you know, you get the consequence that you don't really want from it, now you can use the victim card because you're a woman. That is so toxic.
Yun.
I hate it.
Correct. Actually, isa pang dadagtag ko, just dun sa outfit part, pwede rin naman kasi may mga babae na diba, you know what you're getting yourself into. Na, okay, labas boobs mo, labas ass mo. Let the men stare. Oh, fine. Diba? Parang, pwede, meron kang ganung awareness. Pero at the same time, wala ka rin control. Hindi mo rin pwedeng i-control how these men will respond to you. Now, at the same time, that doesn't mean that their responses or their actions in relation to your outfit are all, will be all correct. Diba? We'll be all right.
Parang, yes, oo naman.
It's this complicated dynamic of how we live together as different species. Because at the end of the day, men can never be women and women can never be men.
Yeah. And in terms of that, no, I think also, like, girls who show off their assets, like their boobs, their butt, and they, you know, they play it up. They know how to dress it para talagang ma-accentuate pa na putok yung boobs or labas talaga yung puwet. They know what, diba? Like you said earlier, na parang minsan may mga girls talaga na, hindi, I like it. Sige, let them stare. But, that's because in their heads, hanggang dun lang yung threshold na pwede nilang makuhang attention. But, if a guy who's out of his mind slaps your ass or grabs your boob, then, diba, now, you are a victim. And tama ka, it's that complicated dynamic na, okay, hindi ko sinasabing you deserve to be grabbed or you deserve to be touched or sexually harassed. But, you are accountable for the part na nakalabas eh. Doon ka accountable. Gets? Pero at the same time, the men should be called out na hindi porket nakalabas, di ba?
Yun nga, I mean, ito na lang yun eh. How the society works. You teach people to safe lock their precious belongings. And you teach people to not steal. It's the same dynamic.
Yon, mismo. I was gonna say that analogy na, okay, it goes this way. Iniwan mo yung wallet mo sa labas. Someone who's gonna get that, everyone knows stealing is bad. Getting something that you don't own is bad. But, if you leave it out there, chances are, someone who is, you know, a thief or, you know, magnanakaw will take it. So, it's just that whole, parang both really have to be accountable and it doesn't have to be on one gender only na hindi, kayo lang, girls should be free to go out and be naked and roam the streets and not be harassed. Parang come on, sis. In what planet? Are you on this earth? Like, are you on this planet? Hindi kasi ganyan nag-ooperate yung mundong ito. It's so fallen and people are sinful creatures here. So, you know, we have to do what we can.
Or I think, and, you know, parang culture is also at play. I mean, in some countries, parang... Ewan, may mga tribes naman na nakahubad lang, di ba? Pero hindi, culture siya. It's a culture thing. It's a societal thing. That's just not how it we operate here in the Philippines. Or in like most Western yeah. societies. Another toxic trait na naisip ko is when men want to... Parang when females pala, when women exude men traits to get men... And then resent the men for it when they don't get the treatment they want had they been more feminine. Okay, example. Ikaw magbabayad ng lahat. 'Di ba? Babayaran mo yung date, babayaran mo yung ayaw ko allowance, bibigyan mo ng allowance, ikaw magpo-pursue lahat, 'di ba?
Yeah.
Na okay, let's say sabihin man ng mundo na walang society, walang gender roles, meron eh. It's hardwired in our DNA. Of course there are anomalies, yeah. but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the general you know, sphere of things. So lahat 'yan binigay mo. Now, obviously, men who don't have to work hard for something won't appreciate it because men are wired to chase. Men are built for the hunt. Now, hunting means yeah. hahanapin nila, paghihirapan nila, kaya nga hunt eh. Saka nakakita ng hunt na nakahain na yung deer. Diba? Wala namang ganun eh. Anyway, so now nahinain mo na yung deer and then, okay, siguro tiningnan ni hunter but then leaves. And then you hate him for it. You hate him. Resentful ka dahil hindi niya na-appreciate, dahil pinaghirapan mo, binigay mo lahat, because that's how I used to operate. And I think I had to see that toxicity in me
yeah.
to finally understand that I've yeah. been so naive and I've been so immature in my ways, and it slapped yeah. me in the face at how I had such a poor understanding of our coexistence with men, 'di ba? And our dynamics with men.
Yeah.
Parang parang how can you even deny that there are certain expectations from men and women? Kaya nga 'di ba ngayon nagte-trend yung mga trad wives on TikTok. And they get so much hate and I'm like, why? Parang you know what? Natatawa talaga ako eh na women, parang feminists now will make you bleed for the companies you work for and your job and your career, but never for your husband or your kids.
Yon mismo. I've been thinking about that a lot. Na parang these girls, we have been so conditioned by this society to be okay with slaving away for a corporation, to be slaving away for a boss. Pero the thought of slaving away for your own family, to make sacrifices for your own
mismo.
Husband, your own kids, it's something to be locked down upon.
Mismo.
Parang kawawa ka if you get stuck in that life.
Mismo.
Dude, iniisip ko yan a lot. Iniisip ko yan a lot because I'm like, you know, thinking about if do I want to be a mother? You know, yung mga ganyang muni-muni. And of ngayon iniisip ko, I do. I'm just really scared because of my own traumas and, you know, the perfectionist in me na I don't wanna mess my kid up. I don't wanna be like this and like that. I don't wanna traumatize my kids.
Oh.
But it is such... Grabe. It's super honorable work to become a mom and to raise human beings who will be the next generation of, you know, people here on this earth who can shape our culture, change things. Ibang level yan.
Oh naman, 'di ba? And it's your legacy eh. It's your gift to the world. Parang the kind
mismo
of humans you raise will be your legacy because yun eh, sila yung magdadala nun kung ano man yung values at way of life na in-impart mo sa kanila. And isa pang may napanood din ako sa Whatever podcast na parang I think another toxic trait of women is how we have the tendency to be so narcissistic, to hype up our own physical traits and believe that we're all that shit, pardon the language. And then when men don't see it, again, it's like, oh, bitterness. Men are so stupid, I'm such a catch. They're so, yung parang, girl, ano ba, na parang, I'm just not, parang, they just don't see the gem that I am, da-da-da-da-da. Parang, okay, fine, I mean, to a certain extent, meron naman sigurong reality doon na maybe you're really surrounded by assholes who can't see your worth, right? And you're such a good esteemed woman. But it's your job to plant yourself elsewhere. Para ikaw din, ipiliin mo dun yung environment mo, okay? Parang fine. Some factors can be inevitable. You may be in that kind of setup where you thought it was a good environment for you to bloom and then you recognize, oops, it's not. Okay, then move on. Pero yung parang ibang level naman kasi yung meron ka ng pompousness na naalala ko kasi sa Whatever pod, yung women nowadays, we keep slinging and we played our role in this, ha, Stacey, you and I. You're perfect. You're 100. Yeah. You're a 10. But you're not. But parang, I'm average. Okay? Parang we can also recognize na, no, and I'm fine being average. You know, I was talking to our good friend Steph the other day, and she's like, you know what? I know my baby's not beautiful, but to me, she's so adorable. She's not cute, but she's adorable. And I laughed, and I'm like, how many mothers can say that?
Yeah. I think what's lacking now in our society because of all these messages of self-love and you're the best, blah, 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 is, you know, tama ka, humility. You know, parang take it back. And on your point dun sa women getting so bitter when people don't see their worth, parang the question there is, then what is your intention to bloom? Para magpapansin.
Oh, yun.
Or is it, diba, parang ang contradicting ng mga messages na we say na we don't need validation from anyone else, but at the same time, when someone doesn't validate you the way you wanna be validated, you're like, eh, kasi hindi nila kaya i-appreciate what a real woman is. They don't know how to, you know, go deep, blah, blah, blah. Na parang, teka lang, ano ba talaga? Parang, medyo contradicting eh. And of course, it really is depending on the context, but yun eh. Parang, let's just get real. Parang, all the effort to better yourself, all the self-improvement things you're doing, what is it for? Is it to be chosen then eventually by some guy? Is it to be, diba? Kasi yun din yung mga iniisip ko lately na parang honestly, I am in a place, finally Lord, thank you Lord, I am in a place na I can really say na wow, I am really okay with where I am. Mm. And I'm doing this to make my younger self be proud of me. As in, every time things get hard for me, kunwari as simple as, you know, working out, it's so hard for me to push myself. Parang meron talaga akong picture of myself in my head from back when I was a kid na I tell her, as in I talk to her in my head na parang, hindi, I'll do this for you. I really want to make you proud. Kasi parang, you know, this little girl, oh my gosh, naiiyak ako!
Go sis, you know, this is therapy, free parang, therapy.
She just always... Parang the younger me na nakikita ko in my head, every time I need that little push to keep going, is the version of me na, you know, she's a dork, she loves crafts, she likes to be funny, she's a member of the speech and drama club.
Oy, hindi lang yan. But she younger, is also a Pictionary champion.
Yon. But she's all these things, but the people around her only kept giving her validation and comments on her looks. You know what I mean? It's that version of me that I always go back to na, you know what? Parang, as you're new, me talking to me ha, parang,
I tell her na, as your new parent now, we're not gonna magnify your looks anymore.
Stop! You're making me cry too!
You know, parang hindi na yan yung ano, magpapasaya ng mga tao around you. Parang, sure, it's a bonus if people find you pretty, but hindi ka na dyan mag-a-anchor eh. Hindi na yan.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm really there. And, you know, another thing I've been processing is, you know, parang I really, the past days, I've really been down about myself na parang, again, it's this harsh critic in my head na telling me na, you know, why did you allow yourself to go back to this size? You were so close to your goals, blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
And then, nung nasa spin class ako, parang pagpa-cool down na yung ride. Sabi nung instructor, what is your intention? Go back to your why. Tapos nagputugtog siya ng sobrang cheesy pink song. Tapos ako, in my head, na inisip ko pa na nakakatawa siguro pag may umiyak sa kantang to dito, no, ang OA. Tapos umiyak ako! Ako yung umiyak doon sa kantang yun.
Surprise!
In class, because nung tinanong niya na what is your why, mainisip ko, bakit niya ako nag-workout? Why am I doing all these things, working so hard on myself and my physical fitness? And talagang nag-flash na naman sa utak ko yung younger version of me who kept struggling with diets at the age of 9.
Yeah.
Who started to have eating disorders at the age of 16.
Yeah.
And parang, I started crying na parang, oh my gosh, Stacey, I'm doing this for you. I really want you to be proud of me that we're doing it right this time. No matter how slow it can be or, you know, to hit your goals and even if we're not there yet. Mm. Parang the fact that we're doing it right is something na we can totally celebrate and you should be proud of me, you know?
Oo naman. Oh, I'm so happy you're there. I think I'm getting there too. Pero it took so much... Yeah. I guess it took also so much crawling out of that hellhole. Parang you really had to fight for it. Yun eh. I think I'm learning the value of fighting for myself. And it's me. It's me versus me.
Yes.
Yung parang it's not me versus whoever.
Sure.
It's not me versus some other dream girl I wanna be. No, it's me versus me. And you have been nothing but an inspiration. Parang, of course, I saw you up close, diba? Parang, aww, like a magnifying glass. Parang, I really saw also the seasons of Stacey and the growth of Stacey from tadpole. Charot, naging frog. Naging frog.
I hate you.
Diba? Froglet ka pala. Pero yung, alam mo yun, yung parang nakita ko din na, oh my gosh, Stacey's really evolving and naka-inspired din to do the same. Parang, I think that's the beauty of our, of being a twin too, you know? Parang, your spring may be my winter. Oh, gusto mo yung seasons! Your spring may be my winter. But, I know someday I'll get there too. Ah! I love it!
Yes! Amen, sis! And, yeah, ano ba yun? Ang dami na nating dinaanan, no? Habang nasa toxic family.
Hindi, pero hindi. Kasi totoo naman eh. Parang,
but, yeah.
I think another trait, I mean, if we can just go on and on and on, another toxic trait is we just love, as women ah, I mean, I know I'm still a work in progress dito. Inaamin ko talaga to. Yung parang, sometimes we like seeing other women suffer and make us feel good about ourselves. I think it's more of a human trait. Pero yeah, pag babae kasi iba eh.
Yeah.
Iba tayo eh. Parang
iba for girls.
Iba yung emotional. Iba tayo. We know how to manipulate. We know how to use. Yeah, sinabi mo na we know how to play up our assets and use our, you know, certain characteristics for whatever, I don't know, whatever we want to manipulate and control.
Yeah.
And yun nga, yung idea rin ng perfectionism. We want to be perfect.
Yeah.
Kaya ako din parang, no, I wanna talk about, but I think that's why I'm so, I can be canal on social media. Yun yung bago ko natutunan na term ngayon, canal. You can be canal. Oh,
canal?
Canal,
what
yung parang basura. Charot, newan ko. Parang negative shit.
I love it. Yeah. Hindi, pero yeah, I mean, I guess the core of it, that just means to be vulnerable,
oh, and
right?
Yeah, to really show na, hindi, andito ko eh. And I think when you allow, when you become more like that, it makes space for people to be more like that. Like, nakita ko ngayon yung difference ng conversations ko before, nung sobra akong perfectionist and trying to project that my, I have my life together, you know, and with how my conversations are now na, I'm here, and you know, I'm allowing myself to be here. Oh, and parang natutuwa lang din ako na it makes people more open, or it makes people more, yung talagang honest ko, honest, di ba? Who cares if isipin mo ganito? Eh, ganun eh. And I think we deserve that too. Parang, we have such high expectations of ourselves that we miss out on who we really are in reality.
Amen. Yep. Ako rin, I'm there. And tama eh, all these cliche statements na, you know, the people who are not for you, then at least ma-identify mo sila agad if you're very, very honest. And, you know, ganun eh. Some people will really not be okay with that level of honesty because they can't be honest with themselves that way.
True.
Diba? And do you really wanna keep or foster relationships with those kinds of people? Now, you're just both faking it. You're not honest. The person can't be honest. And you're trying to build this relationship. How can that be a real relationship, right? So, parang, ayun. And I just wanted to bring up toxic femininity nga rin because at the core of it, parang I just want girls to also know na we keep pointing our fingers at men. You know, we have all these complaints at men. But it's good also to look inward and check ourselves too. Na lahat tayo toxic. Lahat tayo sinful. You know, it's in our nature. And things will only really become better for us women if we start admitting our own faults and taking it from there. Because, yun nga eh, again, like what you mentioned earlier, we cannot control people, we cannot control this, the outside world as much as we'd like, we cannot. And if you want to see the world change, you really have to change.
Amen.
And that is my closing statement for this episode.
Amen.
Hi.
So proud of you, T. Keep going and pray for me because I have like hostings this weekend. Man, I just want to.
Yes.
So, ano gagawin na pala this weekend? Saturday may hosting ako. Sunday, I'm free!
Yeah. Sige, just rest up and enjoy the rest of your week, my love. Goodbye.
Bye!
Stop!